men in women's bathrooms. And you also have this age protection, which I think is a huge red flag, because I believe that it might impact the age of consent, which is now just, like I said, a small age of 16, and as well as perhaps gender transitioning therapy.
And we're talking about changing our state constitution.
Correct.
And that's wrong. Wrong on so many levels. Megan, I hate to run, but we're out of time. Thank you so much. Always good. If folks want to know more about where they can find you, what you're writing about, where do they go?
TheNevadaGlobe.com. And they can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at The Nevada Globe.
Very good. You have a great rest of your week. Stay safe, my dear, and we will talk again soon.
Ditto. Thank you.
There you go. Megan Barth, one of my favorites. She is absolutely wonderful, and she'll be moderating that debate, that mayoral debate, if the mayor agrees to it. We'll find out about that as we go along. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents Grammy Award winner Crystal Gayle.
These songs started my career.
You'll hear all of her top hits that made Crystal a star.
Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
October 21st to the 23rd. Tickets in person at the South Point box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Get your tickets now. Shows are selling out fast.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants and sporting events? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats away, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. I had to do something about it. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One
Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Next on our schedule, I'm so excited, John Zarpalis. He's going to join us here in just a minute. He is the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Do we have John online yet?
No.
Okay. Well, he's supposed to be calling in, and we'll get a chance to visit with him because they got a big thing coming up on the 20th at South Point, the benefit dinner for NPRI. This is gonna be exciting. Because Kash Patel is going to speak, and it's going to be one of those fun nights that I just love. A lot of people, a lot of like-minded people are going to be a part of that evening. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be joined by John Zarpalis. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it's 1:32 as we check out our conditions on area roadways right now. We still had that congestion on Interstate 15 southbound. It starts around Sahara, and the slow flows continue down to about Tropicana there on 15 south. You know that road work continues in that area between Flamingo and Tropicana. It's all part of the Tropicana Interchange Project. They got to get ready for the Super Bowl coming in 2024. So no pain, no gain through that area. Also, look out for some bridge maintenance, which is taking place today. Safe bridges, that's a good thing too. That's on the Beltway 215 East as you merge to Interstate 15 South.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash powered by the Score app. Following Saturday's 5-2 win at Seattle, the Vegas Golden Knights continue their two-game trip. They're on the road at Calgary. Back home on Thursday for 3 straight. They'll host the Jets on Thursday night, the Avalanche on Saturday, and the Maple Leafs next Monday. Nevada football's home this Saturday night, 7:30 kickoff against San Diego State. The 2-5 Wolfpack are 0-3 in Mountain West play. They've lost 5 in a row after winning the first 2 of the season. San Diego State 1-1 in the conference so far. They're 3-3 overall. UNLV football looking to snap a 2-game slide. They're 4-3 overall, 2-2 in the conference, on the road this Saturday at Notre Dame. NFL, quick turnaround for the Cardinals. They'll host the Saints this Thursday night. The Raiders are home this Sunday against the Texans. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Nevadans are fed up with skyrocketing crime. Under Steve Sisolak's watch, theft is up and fentanyl deaths among teenagers have doubled. Why? Sisolak tied the hands of our police, reducing penalties for dangerous criminals and drug dealers, including fentanyl traffickers. Even California has stronger penalties than Nevada now. One man has the experience to stop it. Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Lombardo will end Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies and replace them with common-sense measures focused on keeping our communities safe and violent criminals off our streets. Joe will get rid of reduced sentences for drug traffickers and burglars, eliminate leniency for career criminals, and end Sisolak's anti-police practices. Nevada needs to stop Steve Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies before it's too late. Nevada needs Sheriff Joe Lombardo as governor. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you are a political junkie like I am, it's go time. 21 days to Election Day. Saturday is the start of early voting. Mail-in ballots are on the way to your home. They have not arrived at my home. I haven't even received a sample ballot yet. So that's all to come. And that's why this is so important that we flesh out a lot of these candidates, a lot of these issues that are out there. And then that's why we love to have guys like John Sarpalis on. He is the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI. John, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking some time for us.
My pleasure, Kevin, but we should talk about some of the things on the ballot, like those questions, because nobody seems to know what the heck they're about.
They are very, very confusing. They look harmless, but I know they are not. These are things that would go right into the state constitution, and that makes it vitally important to all of us. I know we all concentrate on the top of the ticket, the Senate races, the gubernatorial races. I get that part, but the fact is that making something part of our state constitution is a big, big deal. Let's talk about one. It's the ERA, and it looks harmless. It looks innocuous, but yet it is something that I think is so incredibly wrong for our state. And then to embed it into our constitution kind of compounds the felony, doesn't it?
Sure does. And that's it. It's not something that needs to be in the constitution. We've already got all of this protection in our federal constitution. And this is question one. But what goes too far is a few words. It talks about gender identity or expression and age. Now, I'm fine with race, color, creed, sex, sexual orientation. Fine. We already have all those protections. But what we don't need or haven't fully discussed and come to some clarification, what is gender identity or expression? What is expression? How will the Nevada Supreme Court interpret that? And will that be open to whatever the current philosophy of expression is? And then lastly, age. Because age, you know, we often think this means we're not going to discriminate against the elderly, but age also means 2 years old. I mean, is there some point here, are they trying to say that a parent shouldn't have the right to make decisions for their child in school if they're underage? Are they talking about six-year-olds buying firearms? That's just too wide open for me. To me, makes these thoughts ridiculous.
Let me
go in the Constitution.
Okay, let me take you back to the beginning. How do these measures get onto the ballot? I mean, what is the criteria?
So to get on the ballot, you have to collect signatures. So someone puts together a political action committee probably hires an attorney, and they draft this language. And then the language is drafted, and it's submitted to the state for review. And then it's can be challenged in court, so there's a whole bunch of legal challenges that usually go on. And then this is kicked back and forth that this is a single subject is one of the things they throw things out because they say it's trying to do more than one thing at once, or you know, whatever they can do to fight it or boost it through. It usually takes about $500,000 to get to this stage, and then it's a matter of collecting signatures from each county in the state. It's not all from one area.
And by the way, for the record, these are measures that took something like 140,000 signatures. That is a lot of groundwork to be done.
Right. So that you, the number is determined by how many people in the last election voted for the highest office. So whatever it's 10% of whatever the vote was for president or. Coming up, if you're going to do this in 2023, it'll be 10% based on how many people voted for governor. So that's how the number's determined.
Okay. Now, in this particular case, then the idea is vote no on question one because the ERA does not need to be in our state constitution. Let's go to question two. This is on the minimum wage.
Yep.
And, of course, everybody would like to make more money. Everybody. Why is this bad?
Well, the first thing is, do we need to put the dollar amount, $12 per hour, in the Constitution? Isn't the Constitution sort of a timeless document that people will be referring to, hopefully, 100 years, 1,000 years from now? At $12 make any sense in this current inflationary environment? Quite frankly, no one's offering that little money at this point. $12 an hour does not attract workers. We have a worker shortage, and in order to get them, I'm paying interns, college interns, $15 and up to start because $12 they're not attracted. So I think, first of all, this is an unrealistic number in the current situation. And with inflation raging, $12 is going to be nothing. But also, do we want to put this into the Constitution? There's no inflator built into here. It's not saying this is going to go up or down. Now, there's some little sidebars about do you have health insurance or not. That's, in our current minimum wage legislation, not in our Constitution. This is a legislative issue. If you want to have a minimum wage, let's hash it out. In the state legislature and let them propose it, pass it, and it can be adjusted periodically. Fine. Okay, well, I'm not a big fan of the minimum wage because the higher it gets, the less jobs you're going to have because at some point you're going to make jobs more costly than they're worth. So, but to put it in the Constitution and say $12 an hour to me, again, ridiculous.
When you talk about ridiculous, we go to question three, and that is to open the jungle primaries and ranked choice voting. Most people that I run into don't understand our election system today, just the way it is. You know, one candidate, majority rules. In some cases, you may have to go to a runoff and things like that. I get that. But we don't even understand that, much less opening this thing up to two and three and four different candidates. Explain what ranked choice voting is.
Well, let's start with the open primary, because one builds to the other, if you don't mind. So this asks that all primaries be open. So right now, to vote in the Republican primary, you have to have registered as a Republican. Or to vote in the Democrat primary, you have to have registered as a Democrat. First, I think we need to start with perhaps we need to question the primary system. Why, and let's remember that the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, Libertarian, Greens, these are private groups, private associations. And somehow the politicians talk the taxpayers into paying for their private association vote, better known as the Republican primary or the Democrat primary. So we put this on at our expense for their members. And this is about their members voting for who they want. Now, if we look at the minor parties, the Libertarians, the Greens, they have their own conferences, conventions, or caucuses in which they pay for themselves and then nominate their candidates. So they've been cheated out of having the taxpayers subsidize their process, number one. But okay, so now they want to open the primary. Well, I push back on it on the right to free association. Why, if you are not willing to say you're a Republican, and all you got to do is declare you're a Republican when you register, and you can change your registration, by the way, the next day after the primary. If you're not willing to do that much, why should you be included in that group? And so the fear I have on the open primaries is you're going to get people messing with things. When you've got a very well-organized Democrat Party and heavy unions, I don't see why the unions wouldn't just all run over to the Republican primary and vote the most leftist, liberal, pro-union people in on the Republican side, and the Democrat side already be there, and therefore you've limited choice. You really don't have clear delineation when you mix the primary. So I think that's a huge problem, and I'm really perturbed by the ad that the people pro this ranked choice open primary ballot are running, where they show a veteran, a military veteran,
I fought for my country.
I'm not able to vote in a primary.
Yeah.
We're not discriminating against them. They just didn't pick a party. Pick a party. You can vote in any primary you want.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's just a lie.
Now let's cycle ahead, because I'm running a little short on time. I want to make
sure
we talk about the benefit dinner. But basically, now we're talking about the open primary, and that's where anybody can vote anywhere. Is that right?
That's what they're saying. Yeah, anybody can vote in any party's primary. And then there's the ranked choice voting part, which is for the general election, which is crazy and confusing because you have to pick your top five choices in rank order.
I don't want to do it. Don't make me think. I mean, when
most of us can't figure out the lower races now. I know I have a hard time, and I'm in the middle of all this. And so you're going to pick out who you want the first round, and if they don't make it, who the second round, and if they don't make it, the third and the fourth and the fifth. It's crazy to think that people can do this and understand it afterwards. When your guy got knocked off in the second round and somebody else, got elected in the fourth round, what?
Wow. By the way, this hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos and all the good folks at Nevada Trucking Association. They get stuff from point A to point B. I love these people, and they are a big booster of NPRI. Speaking of NPRI, you've got a big benefit dinner coming up on Thursday.
We sure do. This Thursday at South Point Resort Casino at 6 p.m., we are having our annual anniversary dinner. And we've got a speaker that we're just so excited about, Kash Patel. I don't know if I think your listeners know a lot about Kash.
He's been on the show a bunch.
That's great. I mean, he actually lives here in Las Vegas, and he's the one who broke open all of the Russiagate stuff in the Trump administration, worked in the Trump administration, is the only unredacted name in the Mar-a-Lago warrant. Search warrant. He's the only name they didn't redact.
That's a great claim to fame.
Isn't that amazing? So he's our speaker Thursday night. I can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
Oh, he'll light them up. I can just about promise you. Are there still tickets remaining for the dinner?
Kevin, we're down to six, but we have six seats left. Go to npri.org, click on the events tab, and get your tickets now because there are six left.
I can't wait. Give that address again.
NPRI.org, Nevada Policy Research Institute, NPRI.org. And then click on the events tab and take it from there.
I'm going to be there.
I know. Looking forward to it.
I wouldn't miss this event. You guys know how to throw a party. You really honestly do. I've been to these things before. Hey, thank you so much. I'll see you Thursday night, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. John Tsarpalas, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. better known as NPRI. Stick around. Coming up, we're gonna look into our southern borders. They are porous as can be. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as we continue. Oh, and don't forget, I've still got a pair of tickets to give away. Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. Bat Out of Hell, the musical. At Paris, Las Vegas. We'll talk about that, and I'll be giving away tickets for that coming up a little bit later on the show. So stick around. We're not done yet. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over the past 2 years, Catherine Cortez Masto voted for all of Joe Biden's trillions in inflationary spending, funding wasteful projects in other states that don't help Nevada. Cortez Masto allowed $2 million to be sent to Iowa.
We don't need a ski resort in Iowa. We need affordable groceries.
$15 million to New Jersey.
A soccer stadium in New Jersey doesn't help my family. We need lower taxes.
$140 million to Florida.
A fancy spa in Florida? Hey, Senator, how about stopping inflation?
Costly Catherine Cortez Masto backed all of Joe Biden's reckless spending. And to pay for it, she helped Biden pass $20 billion in higher taxes, even on Nevadans making less than $75,000 a year. Reject costly Catherine Cortez Masto. Too costly for Nevada. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Catherine Cortez Masto has been caught in lie after lie, blanketing our state with ads even the liberal mainstream media calls false and misleading. I'm Adam Laxalt, Catherine Cortez Masto's claims about me just don't hold up. I've never been a lobbyist in my life, and I was the first attorney general to take on Big Pharma, hold them accountable for the opioid crisis, and win. Catherine Cortez Masto is running on lies because her record is nothing but failure. She votes with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. And the result? Higher prices, higher crime, open borders. I fought for America in Iraq.